Against Heresies by St. Irenaeus of Lyon. Book 5, Chapter 35. He contends that these testimonies already alleged cannot be understood allegorically of celestial blessings, but that they shall have their fulfillment after the coming of Antichrist and the resurrection in the terrestrial Jerusalem. To the former prophecies, he subjoins others drawn from Isaiah, Jeremiah, and the Apocalypse of John. If, however, any shall endeavor to allegorize prophecies of this kind, they shall not be found consistent with themselves in all points, and shall be confuted by the teaching of the very expressions. For example, when the cities of the Gentiles shall be desolate, so that they be not inhabited, and the houses, so that there shall be no men in them, and the land shall be left desolate. For behold, says Isaiah, the day of the Lord comes past remedy, full of fury and wrath, to lay waste the city of the earth, and to root sinners out of it. And again he says, let him be taken away, that he behold not the glory of God. And when these things are done, he says, God will remove men far away, and those that are left shall multiply in the earth. And they shall build houses, and shall inhabit them themselves, and plant vineyards, and eat of them themselves. For all these and other words were unquestionably spoken in reference to the resurrection of the just, which takes place after the coming of Antichrist, and the destruction of all nations under his rule, in the times of which the righteous shall reign in the earth, waxing stronger by the sight of the Lord, and through him they shall become accustomed to partake in the glory of God the Father, and shall enjoy in the kingdom intercourse and communion with the holy angels, and union with spiritual beings, and those whom the Lord shall find in the flesh awaiting him from heaven, and who have suffered tribulation, as well as escaped the hands of the wicked one. For it is in reference to them that the prophet says, and those that are left shall multiply upon the earth. And Jeremiah the prophet has pointed out that as many believers as God has prepared for this purpose, to multiply those left upon earth, should both be under the rule of the saints to minister to this Jerusalem, and that his kingdom shall be in it, saying, look around Jerusalem towards the east, and behold the joy which comes to you from God himself. Behold, your sons shall come whom you have sent forth. They shall come in a band from the east, even unto the west, by the word of that Holy One, rejoicing in the splendor which is from your God. O Jerusalem, put off your robe of mourning and of affliction, and put on that beauty of eternal splendor from your God. Gird yourself with the double garment of that righteousness proceeding from your God. Place the mitre of eternal glory upon your head. For God will show your glory to the whole earth under heaven. For your name shall forever be called by God himself the peace of righteousness and glory to him that worships God. Arise, Jerusalem, stand on high and look towards the east, and behold your sons from the rising of the sun even to the west, by the word of that Holy One, rejoicing in the very remembrance of God. For the footmen have gone forth from you, while they were drawn away by the enemy. God shall bring them in to you, being born with glory as the throne of a kingdom. For God has decreed that every high mountain shall be brought low, and the eternal hills, and that the valleys be filled, so that the surface of the earth be rendered smooth, that Israel, the glory of God, may walk in safety. The woods, too, shall make shady places, and every sweet-smelling tree shall be for Israel itself, by the command of God. For God shall go before with joy in the light of his splendor, with the pity and righteousness which proceeds from him. Now, all these things being such as they are, cannot be understood in reference to supercelestial matters. For God, it is said, will show to the whole earth that is under heaven your glory. But in the times of the kingdom, the earth has been called again by Christ, and Jerusalem rebuilt after the pattern of the Jerusalem above, of which the prophet Isaiah says, "Behold, I have depicted your walls upon my hands, and you are always in my sight." And the apostle, too, writing to the Galatians, says in like manner, "But the Jerusalem which is above is free, which is the mother of us all." He does not say this with any thought of an erratic aeon, or any other power which departed from the Pleroma, or of Prunicus, but of the Jerusalem which has been delineated on God's hands. And in the Apocalypse, John saw this new Jerusalem descending upon the new earth. For after the times of the kingdom, he says, "I saw a great white throne, and him who sat upon it, from whose face the earth fled away and the heavens, and there was no more place for them." And he sets forth, too, the things connected with the general resurrection and the judgment, mentioning the dead, great and small. "The sea," he says, "gave up the dead which it had in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead that they contained, and the books were opened. Moreover," he says, "the book of life was opened, and the dead were judged out of those things that were written in the books, according to their works. And death and hell were sent into the lake of fire, the second death." Now, this is what is called Gehenna, which the Lord styled eternal fire. "And if anyone," it is said, "was not written in the book of life, he was sent into the lake of fire." And after this, he says, "I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and earth have passed away. Also there was no more sea. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from heaven, as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard," it is said, "a great voice from the throne, saying, 'Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them as their God. And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, because the former things have passed away." Isaiah also declares the very same. "For there shall be a new heaven and a new earth, and there shall be no remembrance of the former, neither shall the heart think about them, but they shall find in it joy and exaltation." Now, this is what has been said by the apostle, "For the fashion of this world passes away." To the same purpose did the Lord also declare, "Heaven and earth shall pass away." When these things, therefore, pass away above the earth, John, the Lord's disciple, says that the new Jerusalem above shall then descend as a bride adorned for her husband, and that this is the tabernacle of God in which God will dwell with men. Of this Jerusalem, the former one is an image, that Jerusalem of the former earth, in which the righteous are disciplined beforehand for incorruption and prepared for salvation. And of this tabernacle, Moses received the pattern in the mount. And nothing is capable of being allegorized, but all things are steadfast and true and substantial, having been made by God for righteous men's enjoyment. For as it is God truly who raises up man, so also does man truly rise from the dead, and not allegorically, as I have shown repeatedly. And as he rises actually, so also shall he be actually disciplined beforehand for incorruption, and shall go forwards and flourish in the times of the kingdom, in order that he may be capable of receiving the glory of the Father. Then, when all things are made new, he shall truly dwell in the city of God. For it is said, He that sits on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And the Lord says, Write all this, for these words are faithful and true. And he said to me, They are done. And this is the truth of the matter. Chapter 36. Men shall be actually raised, the world shall not be annihilated, but there shall be various mansions for the saints, according to the rank allotted to each individual. All things shall be subject to God the Father, and so shall he be all in all. For since there are real men, so must there also be a real establishment, that they vanish not away among non-existent things, but progress among those who have an actual existence. For neither is the substance nor the essence of the creation annihilated, for faithful and true is he who has established it, but the fashion of the world passes away. That is, those things among which transgression has occurred, since man has grown old in them. And therefore this fashion has been formed temporary, God foreknowing all things, as I have pointed out in the preceding book, and have also shown, as far as was possible, the cause of the creation of this world of temporal things. But when this fashion passes away, and man has been renewed, and flourishes in an incorruptible state, so as to preclude the possibility of becoming old, there shall be the new heaven and the new earth, in which the new man shall remain, always holding fresh converse with God. And, since these things shall ever continue without end, Isaiah declares, For as the new heavens and the new earth which I do make, continue in my sight, says the Lord, so shall your seed and your name remain. And as the old people say, Then those who are deemed worthy of an abode in heaven shall go there, others shall enjoy the delights of paradise, and others shall possess the splendor of the city. For everywhere the Savior shall be seen, according as they who see him shall be worthy. They say, moreover, that there is this distinction between the habitation of those who produce 100-fold, and that of those who produce 60-fold, and that of those who produce 30-fold. For the first will be taken up into the heavens, the second will dwell in paradise, the last will inhabit the city. And that it was on this account the Lord declared, In my Father's house are many mansions. For all things belong to God, who supplies all with a suitable dwelling place. Even as his word says, that a share is allotted to all by the Father, according as each person is or shall be worthy. And this is the couch on which the guests shall recline, having been invited to the wedding. The old people, the disciples of the apostles, affirm that this is the gradation and arrangement of those who are saved, and that they advance through steps of this nature. Also, that they ascend through the Spirit to the Son, and through the Son to the Father, and that in due time the Son will yield up his work to the Father, even as it is said by the Apostle. For he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. For in the times of the kingdom, the righteous man who is upon the earth shall then forget to die. But when he says, All things shall be subdued unto him, it is manifest that he is accepted, who did put all things under him. And when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him who put all things under him, that God may be all in all. John, therefore, did distinctly foresee the first resurrection of the just, and the inheritance in the kingdom of the earth. And what the prophets have prophesied concerning it, harmonize. For the Lord also taught these things, when he promised that he would have the mixed cup new with his disciples in the kingdom. The apostle too has confessed that the creation shall be free from the bondage of corruption, so as to pass into the liberty of the sons of God. And in all these things, and by them all, the same God the Father is manifested, who fashioned man and gave promise of the inheritance of the earth to the fathers, who brought the creature forth at the resurrection of the just, and fulfills the promises for the kingdom of his Son, subsequently bestowing in a paternal manner those things which neither the eye has seen, nor the ear heard, nor has thought concerning them arisen within the heart of man. For there is the one Son who accomplished his Father's will, and one human race also, in which the mysteries of God are wrought, which the angels desire to look into. And they are not able to search out the wisdom of God, by means of which his handiwork, confirmed and incorporated with his Son, is brought to perfection, that his offspring, the first begotten Word, should descend to the creature, that is, to what had been molded, and that it should be contained by him. And on the other hand, the creature should contain the Word, and ascend to him, passing beyond the angels, and be made after the image and likeness of God. End of chapter 36 of and end of book 5 of Against Heresies. Against Heresies is now complete.